Alex, would it be fair to say it was a day when your team never got started?
Yeah, I don't think we played anywhere near the levels we can. I thought it was flat, and it never really got going.
What can you put that down to?
I think probably how much we've demanded out the players, how our games have ended up panning out. You know, we've had three really tough fixtures with Brentford, Wolves and Aston Villa. I thought we took a lot out of ourselves in the three games. For two of the games, we played with 10 men for 20 minutes and then 35 minutes. The team largely has been unchanged because, to be honest with you, a lot of the other lads are struggling. Do you know what I mean? So Galley's only had one day's training. He was, thankfully we got him on the bench today. Darrell hasn't had a lot of game time recently, neither has Josh Harrop, so we could have put them in. But I just felt the lads who have been performing very well for us, with the importance of the game, we wanted to see if they could do it again. And unfortunately, even yesterday, I sent them in early for training because they looked flat and tired. And I thought that continued into today, you know. And I tried a few things to try and get them going. You know, I was really dissatisfied at half time, as you could probably imagine. And to be fair, you can see the players are disappointed. I mean, they wanted to play well today, they didn't have the energy. And I think that I probably changed systems more today than I've ever done as a manager, which, to be honest, is not something I'm overly comfortable with. I don't do it generally, because I believe that if you've set up a way of playing, if you're good enough, you can play that way and beat them. But we didn't look as if we were going to create anything for me, you know, and I had to try and do something to spark a little bit into the team. And if I'm being honest, it didn't work.
You say you were dissatisfied at half time, but you made those changes before that time.
Yeah, well, I think we got our one and we carry all down that left hand side. I mean, with the corner that he broke away from, he should have scored probably on two different occasions. And I could see the goal coming, and then Callum makes an error for the goal, and I just thought Callum looked as if he wasn't really up to speed with the game, really, and vice versa with Callum at the top end of the pitch as well. You know, I just thought he looked fatigued, he was a yard off of things, and I felt we needed a bit of fresh blood in the team, but if I'm being honest, it didn't really make any difference.
Whatever system you seemed to play today, it just wouldn't stick in that final third when you managed to get there.
Yeah. And I think, obviously, we're used to having the physical presence of Jordan, and sometimes in these type of games, particularly with a type of team that just turn you, do you know what I mean? Because every ball that drops it, which put it over the top again, just hook it and put it forward and get up and support second balls. And I think that we've got to be trying to be a bit better than that and try to play through it, but it can prove to be difficult at times, you know. And I think our biggest strength as a team is probably stopping teams and getting after them and hunting them and then nicking it and encountering them. The problem you've got when you play against an Ipswich is there's nothing to stop. They just get the ball and they bang it for back to front and then they support it. So I think that's certainly been our Achilles heel this year, and I thought it showed again today.